Now, I forgot to mention before, on a fifth Sunday Funday, the kids stay in church. They don't go out to Sunday school, so we all stay in together. So, yes. Okay, here I am. Where's my little clicker thing? I think it's in my lolly pocket. There it is. Okay. Okay, as I said before, my name is Steve, and I'm usually out with NBC Kids at this time most Sunday mornings, but it's great to be here all together today. Now, studies have shown that kids who grow up in an intergenerational church, where they have many good relationships and role models with older people of different generations, they are far more likely to grow a strong faith and stick with it throughout their life. And I think we have that here at our church, which is really exciting, and it's really good that we're all here together today. Today's fifth Sunday Funday is all about this amazing chapter of the Bible, Philippians chapter 4. Now, a few weeks ago when I was looking into what we were going to talk about, I was just looking through my Bible, and I found Philippians 4, most of that whole chapter is highlighted in my Bible. Okay, there's lots of really good verses, and we're going to look at a few of them today. It's full of great wisdom on how we should live our lives, and I hope by the end you can feel further equipped with a few tools or strategies to help you in your walk with Jesus. Okay, now we've actually already looked at three verses of Philippians chapter 4. Did you know that? We have. Okay, this first one, Philippians 4 verse 1 says, "Therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, dear friends." So, where's Lucy? Lucy, thank you very much for our game of stand firm. Okay, that was linking to this little verse here. So, what does it mean to stand firm in the Lord? It means to keep your eyes on Jesus, to persevere, to not lose heart or give up. God promises to give us strength. With the Holy Spirit's help and help from fellow believers, we can stand firm in the Lord. Okay, so stand firm. Okay, this verse, Philippians 4 verse 4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice." Remember the song we sang? That was lots of fun. Who put your hand up if you grew up singing that song. I did. Lots of people. Cool. A lot of people. It's a new song, so... yes, so rejoice in the Lord always. Well, now, what does rejoice mean? It means to feel or show great joy or delight. Now, Paul, who wrote this book of Philippians, it was a letter to the people of Philippi? Yeah. He was in prison when he wrote this letter. Okay? And Paul was joyful in prison because he knew that Jesus was with him. Okay? Jesus is with us wherever we are, so that is a reason to rejoice. Okay, now that video we watched in the offering, that little challenge I had, who can run up here and tell me which verse in Philippians? Run, come on, quick. Oh, okay. We've got three of them. Hey, which do you think it is, Lauren?
Philippians chapter 4, verse 8.
You reckon verse 8? Do you reckon?
I reckon verse 6.
You reckon verse 6?
8.
You reckon verse 8? Ooh, okay. It is... 8. Sorry, Will. So you guys can share them. Okay? You want to go... You go down and share them out. But yes, Philippians 4 verse 8 says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." And the opposite of that, if it's not that stuff, turn it off, like our video said. So, oh, big sister's still in the lollies. So much of what is on TV and the internet is not pure and right. Okay? God wants us to turn that stuff off, and keep our minds pure. And I'm not just talking to the kids here. This is for adults too. We need to pay attention to what we allow into our minds, whether through TV, the internet, conversations, games, music. what we put in determines what comes into our words and action, what comes out of us. So we need to be careful with what we let ourselves watch. Okay, we're going to look at a couple of other verses in Philippians chapter 4. Verse 11 and 12 says, I'm not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. All right, does anyone know what content means? Anyone give me a definition? Yell it out, sorry. Happy. Satisfied, happy. Sorry? Happy with what you have? Filled, yeah. So, I looked it up in the dictionary. It says, in a state of peaceful happiness, pleased with your situation, and not hoping for change or improvement. Okay? Now, other people have told me that I seem like a content person. Okay? And if you want to fact check that, maybe ask my wife or my mother-in-law. I believe I'm a pretty content person. Now, this might be part genetics, but I have also asked God to help me be content, and I think He has. Now, I love going camping. Okay? And it doesn't matter if it's rainy or stormy or sunny, I'm all okay with it. I'm happy going camping. Now, has anyone here ever been to Fraser Island? Quite a few people, cool. Now, here's a photo of Lake Mackenzie on Fraser Island. Okay? Doesn't it look really nice? Okay? Now, this photo made me want to go to Fraser Island. And this Lake Mackenzie, that is 100% rainwater. That is a freshwater lake, and it's absolutely beautiful. Okay? And, this made me want to go to Fraser Island. And luckily for me, last year, we went there, and we went there for about 5 days, and it rained about 90% of the time when we went to Fraser Islands. And here's a photo of the day we went to Lake Mackenzie. So you can't see it as much there, but it's quite cloudy. It was very cloudy and rainy, and it's not quite as blue, but you know what? I still loved it. It was great. I was very content. The water was beautiful. We thought it was going to be freezing cold. It was a little bit cool, but we stayed there for ages and swam, and it was lovely. Now, my wife had an awful time on Fraser Island. Okay? We found out that our camper trailer leaked. Usually we have a tarp, but we decided not to take the tarp, and our camper trailer leaked. She felt motion sick as we were driving over the rough inland sandy tracks. Okay. Now, we both experienced the same circumstances, but I was content and she wasn't. Now, I'm wondering how all our youth and young adults, whether they're content at youth councils today, because it was very rainy, they're sleeping in tents. And I think this morning was the coldest morning yet this year, especially out towards Ipswich. I'm sure some of them are content. I'm sure some of them were a bit cold last night. But we'll just have to find out often when they get back. Now, when Paul was writing this letter to the Philippians, as I said before, he was in jail. His circumstances weren't great. And I'm assuming a first century Roman jail was not a nice place to be. If you are always waiting for the ideal circumstances to be content, you never will be. You can learn to rely on God's promises and Christ's power to help you be content. If you're always wanting more and more and find yourself living in a state of discontentment, pray and ask God to remove that desire from you. Now, before we go on to our next verse, I have a little challenge, and I need some volunteers to join me here on the stage. I need probably about 6 or 7 volunteers. I don't want them all kids. I want some older people too. So just, okay, anyone who's got their hand up, come on up. It's mostly kids, but we've got Judith. Okay. Okay, just stand next to me. Okay. Nothing too hard. Well, we'll see. Okay. They actually are pretty hard challenges, Judith. Okay. Who wants to go first? We'll get a few of you. Okay, let's... You girls with your hand up. Here's your challenge. I want you to fly up and touch the ceiling. Right now. Could you do it?
No.
No. Okay. What about over here? Savannah? I want you to hold your breath for 10 minutes. Go. I'll pinch your nose so you can't cheat. No. Okay. I've got a prop down here. I need this. Judith, this one's for you. You hold this stick. I want you to turn that stick into a snake. Go, do it. No. Impossible. Okay. Emma, can you turn yourself invisible? No? Okay. Danny, you look really strong. See that big speaker over there? I want you to lift it up by yourself. Above your head.
Oh, yeah.
Lift it up above your head. Can you do it? No, not even going to try. Okay, William. Okay, I want you to go down this middle section of chairs. I want you to run around it in 3 seconds. Ready? Who's got... Ready, set, go. 1, 2, 3. Nah, failed. You want to try? Nah.
I want to try.
Actually... This last one. Oh, this is for all of you. Okay, okay. Face the audience, and I want you to smile. Are they doing it? Well done. Give them a clap. Go sit back down. Go sit down. Sit down on your seat, Savannah. Go down. Good one. Okay. So this next verse in Philippians 4 is verse 13, and it says, I can do all this through him who gives me strength. Now, there's an interesting story behind this Bible verse. It was actually changed slightly in the NIV version of the Bible in 2011. Okay? Did you know they update the Bible occasionally? Language is always changing and evolving, so it's good that they keep the Bible current and relevant. Now, it used to read, I can do everything who gives me strength. Not all things. I can do everything through him. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. And when I was a kid, I heard this Bible verse a lot, and I always thought it was amazing. Okay? I can do everything, like superhuman stuff, fly and turn invisible and all that stuff. And then I realized that that didn't work out, and it confused me, this Bible verse. But they've now changed the word everything to all this, which gives this verse more context. Okay? I can do all this through him who gives me strength. The all this refers to the verses before it, about standing firm, about rejoicing, about keeping your mind on good and pure things, and about being content no matter the circumstances. Okay? God will give us the strength to do those things. I can do God's will in the hard times and the good times, in bad circumstances and in good circumstances, because of Jesus' strength. God will give you that strength for those things because he wants what's best for you. It's not about us getting superhuman abilities like flying. I am going to invite the band to come back up. And we're going to move into a little bit of a response time. But for that, I have another awesome verse in Philippians chapter 4. Verse 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Put your hand up here if you sometimes get worried or anxious. God is saying to turn that worry into prayer. And be thankful while you are praying. And it says to present your requests to God. So on most of the seats, there should have been a piece of paper like this that says my request. Maybe some of the ones up the back, there weren't, but there's spare seats down here. Put your hand up if you don't have one of these. on your seat? Everyone's got one? Okay, good. Now, there's also quite a few connector pens on the end of each rows. Maybe not so much at the back, but you might have got a pen. If you haven't, come down. We'll get some kids to just go make sure everyone's got a texter, okay? So, while the band plays, I want everyone to spend some time praying and telling God what you'd like Him to do in your life, okay? And you can write it down on this paper. You can draw a picture if you want. But I want you to seriously request something of God. What do you want Him to do in your life? And one thing to remember when you're asking God to do something is that God knows what's best for you. And sometimes He says no to our requests. But you can still get the peace of God in your heart and mind. Now, after you've prayed for a bit, if you'd like, you can bring your request out down here to the mercy seat and put it in this post box here. And if you do that, what we'll do, we'll pass those requests on to our prayer team here at church, and we'll get them praying with you for that thing you're praying for. If you want to come down and pray with someone, you can come down here and there'll be people on the prayer team to pray with you now. But if you don't want to, if you just want to keep it between you and God, you can stay in your seat, still write down your prayer request, and just hold on to it and pray just privately with you and God. So let's spend some time while we're singing a song and praying, and think about what you want to ask of God.